Good afternoon. You're listening to Here and Now on KGOU. I'm Brian Hartzinski. 4 years of extreme drought have withered the agricultural economies of southern Great Plains states like Oklahoma, where farmers are bracing for one of the worst wheat crops in state history. And as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, that could have national consequences.
Wayne Schmidt adjusts his faded blue cap and crouches down in a wind-whipped field near Altus in southwest Oklahoma. His brother and business partner, Fred, grins and waits. The jokes start before the dusty rain gauge is pulled from the cracked dirt.
We don't have any use for this, so we'll give it to you as a souvenir.
Gallo's humor is key to surviving as a farmer, especially one in Great Plains states like Oklahoma. Here, summers are hot and dry. Spring rains often drown fields in flash floods, and a late freeze can kill off what's left. It's a cruel joke. Fred Schmidt looks out on his field, and then down at his legs, and laughs.
What would you call that, high shoe top high? And in a normal year, a really good year, it would be thigh high.
It's going to be one of our smallest wheat crops ever.
Jeff Edwards is a small grains extension specialist at Oklahoma State University.
There's not a lot you can do with this extreme of drought.
In a good year, Oklahoma produces 120 to 140 million bushels of wheat, the state's number one crop. The U.S. Department of Agriculture forecasts this year's crop will be half as big. Edwards says even that will be a struggle.
In rural Oklahoma, they make most of their money off the wheat that they bring in. Well, if they're not bringing in wheat, they're not making money. It's hard for them to keep people employed.
Back in the field, Fred Schmidt plucks a stunted stalk and threshes the head by hand to see if any seeds have survived.
The guy that does our combining comes from South Dakota. He's cut our family's wheat since 1973. He sort of needs a job.
Schmidt hopes 2014 won't be the first year he tells the man there's no work for him in Oklahoma. A few miles away, in the town of Frederick, Mike Cassidy walks me around the grain elevator his grandfather built in 1921. Oklahoma's wheat harvest starts around Memorial Day. You should hear trucks coming and going, fertilizer rigs being filled with chemicals, and the sound of the giant elevator screw turning.
Just quiet as a mouse around here. There's not a sound anywhere except the air conditioner running. There it goes. It just went off. Saves money, that's good.
This grain company employs about 10 people year-round, but Cassidy usually hires another 10 workers to help during the harvest. Yep. Not this year.
We're looking at the lowest state wheat crop since 1957, but I think for Tillman County, this is probably the worst year in history, period.
Many farmers have already abandoned their wheat and are salvaging what they can to make hay for cattle. And there might not be enough hay, which Edwards, the wheat expert, says could be a bigger, longer-term problem for Oklahoma agriculture.
If this drought continues and we don't have wheat pasture this fall, it affects cow-calf producers across the entire U.S.
Nationally, retail beef prices are the highest they've been since the mid-'80s. Today's price spike, that's from when the drought started years ago. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of Oklahoma's public media stations. For more on the reporting project, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.